This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Media theorist Marshall McLuhan said it in the 1970s that the medium is the massage, talking about television. And that was the time of network and movies that really made a play on what it was happening to society that was watching so much visual information. And the Purge Anarchy kind of follows up on the 2013 film The Purge. In that same vein, really the idea here is that society is consumed by spectacle, be that a YouTube clip. And again, this is a generation in which the LA uprising / riots, depending on your political affiliation, is mostly renowned now for just being a thing that happened. It's the 9/11-ness of everything. Political ideology takes a backseat to just the pure visual awesomeness of an event. And what we have here is a society that pays tribute to that very prophetic sort of vision. And that is that, you know, by allowing for everybody in the country to have one day where they just get to break the rules and sort of have a cathartic day of violence, murdering, raping, stealing, whatever they want to do, that for the rest of the year there'll be no crime. And there's a secondary level of analysis in the new movie that is, it seems to only happen to the poor people. And here we have the Occupy movement's lasting effect on mainstream culture, which is we finally have an acknowledgement that things are different for the very wealthy in movies, and not necessarily in a good way that is aspirational. Into the 80s, the wealthiest people were always looked at as sort of, you had a lot of heroes who came from wealthy backgrounds and then turned their back on the money, but it was looked at as a good thing that they had that sort of background. And even the evil villains who are wealthy were mostly just like siphoning off funds, like the Wall Street movies and whatnot. Here the evil wealthy are actually buying poor people to kill and to hurt from the safety of their own homes. They're not even risking their own life to go out and quote-unquote purge. So what we have here is a movie that takes place in a generation that is very aware that risking everything to get a good YouTube clip, whether it be the Jackass films of Johnny Knoxville, the X Games movies of Shane McConkey, the danger is in getting a perfect shot, and this movie risks not that much.